We're going to go first to that breaking news, and we'll introduce our political panel in just a few minutes. But you'll have heard that breaking news in the last 2 hours on the removal of the remains of the late Bishop Eamon Casey from the crypt of Galway Cathedral. And I'm joined now by RTÉ's social affairs and religion correspondent, Alva Keneally. Thank you for joining us on what has been a big breaking news story for you in the last hour, Alva. But just remind us of the circumstances in which Bishop Eamon Casey was interred, firstly, in Galway Cathedral upon his death in 2017, and what the public outcry there was subsequent to that.
Yeah, I think we go back to, I suppose, the RTÉ documentary, Bishop Casey's Buried Secrets, which was broadcast a year ago. And a number of things emerged in this documentary which resulted in that public disquiet. So I suppose just to give a quick run through that, his niece Patricia Donovan waived her anonymity and spoke to the documentary makers and alleged that she'd been sexually abused by her uncle from the age of five, and that continued for a decade or so. And then there was other revelations regarding allegations of child sexual abuse against Bishop Casey. Now, he always denied any allegations against him during his lifetime. And he was never convicted of any crime. But also what emerged as well was that in 2007, Bishop Casey was removed from public ministry by the Vatican. And this took place in 2007, and yet it wasn't known publicly for the rest of his life, which was the remaining 10 years of his life. Now, the Vatican was made aware of child sexual abuse allegations. I think the wider public believed that he was removed from public ministry due to his affair with Annie Murphy. The documentary was aired, and when he died in 2017, yes, he was buried in the crypt beneath Galway Cathedral. And Patricia Donovan said in the documentary that she watched all this going on in disbelief. She just couldn't believe that he'd been placed in a crypt, in the crypt beneath Galway Cathedral. And I suppose bishops are put in a crypt. It's symbolic. It also shows a connection to a diocese if they remain
there.
And
it's normally kept for senior clergy as a space. And as you say, subsequent to that documentary, where there was unease expressed, I think it's fair to say, around that time, and we heard it through calls here on stations like RTÉ and particularly on Liveline, concerns being expressed at the time. Galway Diocese said, we are going to review those concerns, we're going to consult, we're going to reflect, and now we have this development today in the statement. Do we know anything about when the remains were disinterred?
No, the statement doesn't go into that. It's actually quite a brief statement. I mean, it is a year on from the documentary, so you kind of, I suppose, I was looking back at notes in the last week or so because it was a year on, so you partly expected some sort of announcement considering the bishop needed that time and space to consider everything. We don't know when they were disinterred or what. Well, what we do know at this stage is that the remains are in the care of Bishop Casey's
family. So we don't
know
if they've been reinterred at this point.
We don't know that. They haven't gone into that detail. What they have expressed in this statement is an express wish. That's the language used for privacy for Bishop Casey's family around this time.
Okay, I'm sure we'll be watching all of your developments on this throughout the afternoon. Alva Keneally, thank you for that. We'll be back after the break talking to our political panel about the forthcoming new National Development Plan.
Saturday with Conamo Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.